This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little help from their friends. That'd be a lot of help from their friends. Hello, we are your friends. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan on the air to discuss what is on your mind, what you can expect for conversation today. We'll review some of the things that have been discussed this past week. According to the Talkers Magazine charts, presidential race, the hurricane, all that sort of thing. I guess we'll figure out, Victoria, what it is that you think is the number one. That's actually a pretty good place to start. What do you think of, here's the list includes the presidential race, the vice presidential debate, it's going on in the Middle East, immigration policy, the hurricane, the WikiLeaks situation, the contractor arrested that worked for the NSA, Kardashian jewelry heist, and things like that, the sports world, yada, yada, yada. So what do you think is number one?
I think the hurricane right now for is definitely number one. I think in terms of what I've talked about the most in for the week during, you know, just amongst my friends. Friends and family is really inspired by the Kim Kardashian thing in terms of online posting and safety. And, you know, everyone posts where they are when we go to dinner. And it's just a thing that we've gotten so used to doing. And these are things you really have to consider in your everyday
life. So come rob my house. I'm gone now. Please come out of my house.
And, you know, people don't really think about that much if you're not a celebrity. You just think like, oh, well, you know, it's just me posting. But that's not the case.
They think that they're this gives them a sense of importance. People are paying attention. Why would I care that you were going to the supermarket? That's why I've never understood. Twitter has expanded, so it has more value now. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. There's more value to it in terms of the information you can find if you look for it. For example, on Twitter now, trending is Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy. That is the Space Coast because the hurricane is square on there right now. And I thought it was interesting to note, excuse me, used to be in the days, even though they built, remember yesterday, we were told that the reason that Cape Kennedy was built where it is because they did a lot of, the NASA folks did a lot of research, and they figured out that this was an area of Florida that didn't get hit by hurricanes. And this,
which
in fact,
amazing.
Is the first time.
Back
yeah,
in the
it really
60s,
is.
Or without Doppler yeah. radar and things like that.
Yeah, right. So anyway, what we have there now is all of this powerful energy. Excuse me, you talk for a second while I fix my voice.
Well, the other story that I would say it was really big and impactful this week is the Edward Snowden / Yahoo email ordeal. That's a huge story, and that's unfortunately. I still have my Yahoo account just because it's my dumping ground. So if anyone read, when Yahoo read through all my emails before I did, they didn't really find much except, you know, a lot of spam. But still, it's just the whole idea, the principle of it is really, really disgusting, truthfully.
Yep, it is. And if you haven't seen the movie Snowden yet, I would suggest if you have movie time every weekend, like I try to find movie time once or twice a weekend. I love going to the theater. I love watching movies in first run. It's kind of fun to see things on your own. A lot of people want to see them at home on their Netflix account or whatever, and that's swell. But the picture's not as big. There's something, if you're going to watch a drama, the drama seems to be better the bigger the picture.
Yeah.
And the drama, when it comes to the Snowden story, is right there and very well portrayed. The actor who plays him even looks like him. But it's a very powerful story. And you will not like your government. And maybe that's why this came out at this time of year. So you look at it and you scrutinize in your own mind, what in the world goes on here? We've heard the story for a long time. People have demonized this guy. There's no reason to demonize him in my
No, not at all. Not at all.
Especially when you see more information that's come out, like the Yahoo story you were just talking about. The documents, now they're threatening to, WikiLeaks is threatening to drop some more Hillary Clinton documents. Right? Isn't that supposed to happen this week? The suggestion
that was supposed to happen earlier this week, but it didn't. I don't know why.
Well,
I'm not sure who put an end to it, or if it
you
was
mean
just,
he didn't check with you,
or if it was just something that he, you know, Assange likes a lot of, you know, press. So he needs to upgrade to his really bad green screen, which Rich pointed out.
Julian Assange. Yeah, my name is Julian Assange.
He's a new video production director.
Yeah, exactly.
You should hire a guy from ISIS. They do better videos than this.
Yes. I'm a very snobby guy. Julian Assange here on the Good Day program.
It's so funny to me that different it is between Assange and Snowden, you know, in terms of how likable Snowden is and how unlikable Assange is.
Yeah, but the information is helpful. I think because we've become so involved in these devices and the ways to use them, again, going back to what you said about Twitter and the Kardashian thing, or any of us who, us, I don't do it, but there are people who do. I remember Richie Roberta used to, Roberta Fasinelli was on this program for a long, long time. She would, everything was going on in life. I'm going to the bathroom to take a dump. It was on Twitter. So why would anybody care?
Well, I don't do that, but but you know, in terms of Instagramming, when you're out at dinner, I know food Instagrams are really big, and it's
food
just
is
a,
huge.
Yeah, it's just a very social thing. But you know, if you're Instagramming food, then you're obviously not at home, and you know, your home becomes vulnerable. And if someone knows where you live, or if your neighbors follow you on Twitter, now it's different when you're. I'm in New York City, so it's a little bit different. But if you're, you know, in your home somewhere in the suburbs, and your neighbors are following you, and maybe you have a sketchy neighbor and sees that you're out to dinner, you know, your home's vulnerable. So it definitely, I think, awakened a lot of people in terms of what not to post online. Don't post your jewelry.
People only know where you live if you tell them where you live.
Right.
If you put, if you enable location.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do and don't know that.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, you have to go into your Facebook, into your Twitter, and when you post, you have to tell it, don't say where I am.
Right, right.
It's but when I leave, see, I don't worry about anybody coming to my house because I have the cows here to protect my house.
Guard
nobody
cows.
Will come. Yes, they are guard cows. Do not, and a guard bull, it'll really do you in.
You know, it's funny. Yesterday, I was able to ride, my son rides his bike to school every day. So yesterday, I went in a little later, so I rode bikes with him up to the school. It was just a couple miles. And I have a bike app that tracks your ride. So whenever we go out for a ride, we turn it on and we can look at the map and everything. And I was going to post it and say it was fun riding with my son to his school, you know, on our bikes. And then I realized it's got our house and his school on this map. I don't want to post that. So you just have to be mindful.
Yeah. All right, everybody doesn't have to know everything, that's for sure. 14 past the hour. If there's a chance that you're going to know everything that's worthwhile, it'll come as a result of your listening to this program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 14 after the hour.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get two cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/8/16 applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See storestaples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
Get to Kohl's Thursday through Monday because friends and family like you take an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off on top of already low sale prices store-wide, which makes three-quarter zip sleeves for him only $14.39 and V-neck sleeves for her just $9.59. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10-6 to 10-10. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season. Like Guys 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 9-6 to 10-24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Napa know-how.
If it seems like the last time you changed your antifreeze was when cassette tapes were all the rage, it's time to pick up a gallon of Prestone antifreeze at Napa for only $12.99. It's the best way to protect your engine from the harsh elements. And unlike cassettes, paying $12.99 for a gallon of Prestone antifreeze never gets old. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/13/16.
All right, we have
you're listening to
Off
with Doug Jones.
Victoria.
No. Coming in.
Oh, no. 17 after the hour. Okay, people in the news.
Remember Rachel Dolezal?
Yes. The
white lady who was the
one who identified as
black.
So she's been invited to attend the annual Martin Luther King Dream Fest celebration in a North Carolina community. The event is in Cary, North Carolina, featuring discussions about race relations, racial identity, which is why the organizers invited her. The celebration's theme is healing race relations through conversation and participation. The organizers said they chose to invite Ms. Dolezal because she'd been depicted as a major villain through media because of her preference of racial identity. And yet she didn't steal it from anybody. She didn't murder anybody. She didn't rob anybody. She only had an affinity for a group of people. She served her community well, and we want to hear from her. And you know what? I have no argument with that.
Right. I don't either, except she doesn't she have, like, mental problems?
Yeah.
I mean...
But on the surface, it's okay. Yeah. My next person in the news today, Major General Ron Lewis.
Know who he is?
Oh, this guy.
His career has been derailed because of extramarital affairs, unauthorized uses of government resources, and trips to strip and sex clubs. Series of visits to strip clubs in Seoul and to Rome. I didn't know they had strip clubs in Rome. I didn't think they were allowed. My heavens. Candy bar. Circa, circa, boom, boom. He paid for all this stuff with his government credit card.
How dumb do you have to be?
Pretty dumb.
There was apparently one charge from one of the strip clubs was like $2,600, and there was one girl that he had given a 74% tip to, which obviously he got more than a lap dance. Yeah. But it's like, really? And then the Pentagon, they're going through the billing, they ask him about the charge, and he goes, "Oh, that wasn't me." So they canceled his card. They believed him. They canceled the card and gave him a new one, and then he charged another strip club in Hawaii. Like, how dumb are you?
Another one who's in trouble, Major General David Haight, H-A-I-G-H-T, did the same thing. Brigadier General Michael Bobek, same thing. He was with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah.
Investigators discovered he had an 11-year affair with a woman that included multiple trips to sex clubs all across the country. He was in Malaysia. Bobek was fired. This is incredible, and this is where it took somebody on the outside to figure this out. 21 after.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And the message coming from my heart,
this is what you want to wake up to, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
White Stripes. For quite a long time, fans of White Stripes have been wondering, what it would take to get Jack and Meg White back on the same page? Turns out the unifying factor was a mutual anger over Donald Trump using the White Stripes Seven Nation Army as a campaign song. Is that what we have playing in the background here?
Yes, yes it is.
Listen to this. As it turns out earlier this week...
Every single one's got a story to tell. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you.
It's a good song to get fired up about, but...
It is. All right, so earlier this week, Jack and Meg White issued a statement objecting to Trump using this song in a campaign video. Now the label is using the squabble to sling some new stuff, merchandise from its web store. The t-shirt front reads Icky Trump, a play off their 2007 single Icky Thump, which just so happens to illustrate a white American treating a Mexican badly. Likewise, the back of the shirt features lyrics of the song, quote, white Americans, what? Nothing better to do? Why don't you kick yourself out? You're an immigrant, too. Who's using who? What should we do? Well, you can be a pimp and a prostitute, too. So there's no response, shockingly, from the Trump campaign.
But that's brilliant. I mean, instead of all of these whiners going, you can't use my song because I don't agree with you politically, why not have fun and make a little money off of it?
Yeah,
that's absolutely brilliant. This is the first musician I've ever seen that tells some Republican, you can't use my music, that actually did it right.
And it's always
telling the Republicans. You ever hear that? When it's coming to the Democrat side, you never hear some musicians.
Yeah, I can't remember one single circumstance where they told a Democrat, don't use my song.
Because
Democrats don't want to use, you know, what's his name, the guy, Ted Nugent. They don't want to use his bad music. he's the only one out there.
Well, I mean,
we're not talking about if any other people who are musicians are lending their music.
But what she's saying is there aren't that many conservative musicians unless you get in the country.
Ted Nugent. I don't think that was the point. I got your remark. I'm not sure that they were understood. But anyway, I think the inference is that there are more people who would vote on the Democratic side who are musicians.
Yeah.
And not.
Artists and musicians tend to be more liberal anyway.
Right.
So. Although some have not supported Hillary, and they have been adamant about being Bernie Sanders fans.
All right, let's see here. We'll focus on the Greg Allman biopic. New York Marine and General Insurance Company looking to disclaim any payment responsibility for what happened in 2014 during the shooting of the Greg Allman movie Midnight Rider in Georgia. A train collision killed camera assistant Sarah Jones, left other crew members hurt. This week, the insurer filed a motion that argues it doesn't have to cover losses resulting from criminal acts. It's a crime in the state of Georgia to enter upon the property of another after getting notice from the owner that such entry is forbidden. Apparently, the production crew did exactly that. They entered into railroad property, placed a hospital bed across a track, filmed a movie scene after the railroad had twice denied them permission to use their land. And so the producer pled guilty last year. Got a lenient sentence of 2 years imprisonment, county jail, 8 years of probation. Assistant director was tried, found guilty, and she took a plea, apparently.
And the director's already out.
Right. So
this is. Do you remember this story?
Vaguely.
Yeah, this was. Greg Allman was devastated over this. It was really, really sad.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
The dragon isn't real. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, an old hermit lived in a cave and got very good at painting. He got so good, in fact, that he painted a picture of a dragon in the cave. The painting was so amazing and so realistic that the hermit finally had to leave the cave because he was so afraid of the dragon he had created. Now look, we might think that the old hermit is silly. Unless, that is, we think of how many times that you and I have also created unnecessary fear in our minds. Whatever you're facing, whatever you have to do, be mindful to be aware of what dragons are real and which are created in your mind. And above all, remember that if you create a dragon in your mind, then you alone have the power to slay it. For help slaying dragons in your mind, visit drchristianconti.com.
Napa Know-How.
When wipers go like this, it's actually a cry for help. To put those gnarly bits of rubber out of their misery, go to Napa and grab a pair of Napa Pro Former wiper blades for $3.99 per blade, because haven't those old blades suffered enough? The answer is yes. Napa Pro Former wipers, $3.99 per blade. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 11/13/16.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a beautiful day.
Very 4 after the hour now. The Doug, Victoria, and Jennifer experience. Victory. ABCDEFG. HIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ. So, let's see. There's good news. With all the stuff about the hurricane, let's find some good news, shall we? The story from Forbes magazine, the 400 richest people in America, 10% of them are immigrants. Immigrants, not the illegal immigrants that you hear from mostly Donald Trump, but others. The group includes Elon Musk, Rupert Murdoch, Jan Koum, who's the WhatsApp creator, John Katzimatidis, Catitas. He's the guy who owns all the grocery stores in New York. Katsimatidis, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Very influential Democratic donor. He is. I don't know. Murdoch is on the right. And I say that because I recognize that. I don't know what Elon Musk's politics are, frankly. And I don't care. Here's a guy. When you look at this list, the 42 immigrants have a combined net worth of $250 billion. They're adding billions of dollars into the economy. And the reason that I bring this up, as you look at these reports on immigration and entrepreneurship and that sort of thing, we are now in a position, we are discouraging people like this from staying in our country because of the stupid Patriot Act. And it really is, at this point, it's inane. It's an insult. The Patriot Act is ridiculous. It has no value whatsoever. But yet, some of these clowns who want to use the immigration issue as a political tool, they point to it, well, we've got to protect ourselves. You wouldn't be able to protect yourself if you had an arsenal, some of these clowns. They're talking and they say nothing. I am very much in favor of curbing the flow of illegal immigration into our country. Especially when you look at the stats and you see how many of these people get into trouble and they don't get prosecuted. They get deported and then they come back in the country. Wasn't it about a month ago I went through the story of a guy who had been arrested 11 times on DUI and the final straw was he got involved in an accident. Every single time he was arrested, he was involved in an accident. But the last one, he killed somebody in a car crash because he was drunk. And illegal. And instead of prosecuting him, they just put him on a plane and send him back to where he came from. And then he'd work his way back across the border, go to the same town, live the same way, get into cars, and get into trouble. And they just deport him over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So those people, that's why you need to have a government that actually is about service. The people in the government actually think, okay, let's look at this person individually. Can he contribute to our society? Yes. Then you bring him in, you encourage him to stay, and you get the best you can out of him. And likewise, he gets to live a wonderful life in this country. But instead, we treat them all the same. These nincompoops look at somebody and say, oh, well, look at that name. He must be illegal. He must not belong here. And by the same token, on the other side, the people who want to keep everybody because of their name or heritage, and we're being horribly discriminatory by what we say about illegal Mexican immigrants or Hispanic immigrants. No, we're just not being very discerning in how we treat the problem. And so with all these people that we were fortunate enough to get in our country, who have created all this wealth that they wouldn't probably have been able to do if they went to another country, and we wouldn't have had the benefit of them now being Americans. They all have gone through the process properly. They all have become Americans legally. And so why can't we follow that model? Bring people in. We have people that come to this country that are discouraged from staying because of the national origin. Remember I told you this story, Richie, you don't remember this because I think I told it before you were here, Victoria. Last winter, it was last Christmas, matter of fact, I rented a car from what is basically the Airbnb of car rental. It's called Turo, T-U-R-O. And in Los Angeles, I needed a car for 4 or 5 days, and the rates were crazy with Enterprise. So I happened to find this company, and the rates were almost half what I would have paid, and it was a Dodge Charger.
So you're basically renting somebody's car?
Well,
that's kind of a genius idea.
Yeah, it is somebody. Well, yeah, that's how it gets started.
I wonder what their insurance rates become.
Then there have been entrepreneurs who started doing this who were going out and buying cars and just putting them into the system, and they could make money doing it. Thus was the case of the fellow who owned this particular company that was using Turo in Los Angeles. He was a Russian immigrant. The Russians paid for him to come to this country and go to a community college in California. He went through the process, did all the paperwork, became a legal citizen, and was a mechanic at a garage. A lot of Russians in Southern California, especially Los Angeles County, and they all take care of each other. So they had a garage, and he was working in the garage. And he and some of his friends bought a few cars to put into this system. And when I talked to him, he had 50 cars and rented them all out. And he had three or four people that were working with him, a mechanic, people keep the cars clean. And they'd pick you up and bring you to a grocery store parking lot where you could pick up the car. And that's what I did. And so I talked to him when he was bringing me back to the airport. He said he was 28, 29 years old. He said in 2 or 3 years, he'll have 200 cars and he'll make $2 million a year.
Good for him.
I said to him, well, did you come to this country expecting to do that? He said, yes, I knew exactly what I could do because Americans are too lazy to do the same thing. They'd rather collect $30,000 and do nothing. And I thought, here's a Russian who knows what's going on, as do many others who would come here. And like the, I keep talking about the Somalians that go up to Lewiston, Maine, who are collecting that same $30,000 and not even citizens.
Let me ask you something. When he took you to that grocery store parking lot, did he use a Slim Jim or a lock pick set to get into the car that he lent
you?
No,
he had the keys with him. It was all very legitimate. Yeah. But anyway, you get the point of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just, we have no common sense here. I don't see anybody running for office anywhere. It's got a lot of common sense. Okay, here's another good item. A psychosomatic medicine study shows researchers have tracked 53,000 men and women over 15 years to rate their sense of humor. And basically the bottom line is that people with a really good sense of humor live a long time. They used a questionnaire to assess the sense of humor that each person had, and some of the questions were kind of silly. Women who had high cognitive humor scores, that is, the best sense of humor, had a 48% lesser risk of death, with 83% less likelihood of dying from infection, 73% less likely from heart disease.
Which is the number one killer of women.
Yes,
beyond breast cancer and the heart disease is number one killer of women.
Number one, yep.
And it's and most of it, I'm sure Dr. Ken would say, most of it is stress-related.
Yep, that's what he was talking about on the program yesterday.
Yeah, women hold stress more than men do.
Yep, or men who are in touch with their feminine side. One or the other.
Don't. Yeah, you're right. No, men who, yeah, absolutely.
So you got a good sense of humor, you live longer. Ah, yes, it's for you, this clever anecdote. All right. So those are the good news stories. Bad news today. I got to have one bad news story. No laughing reason. This is not a laughing matter. Some of the troops from Afghanistan who are in our country for military training are missing. Pentagon says there were 2,200 Afghans that have come to our country to work with the military. 44 have gone missing, and nobody knows where they are. It's unclear whether they came here.
Everybody searched strip clubs.
We didn't do well. They came and they just sort of disappeared into the background. But the U.S. government says we have ensured, the Defense Department has ensured, that these people are not associated with extremist groups.
Well,
it's been happening for years. We had three or four people that disappeared from one of these training visits five, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, what do they think? They're going to go, I really want to go back.
Right.
Well,
they come over
they're
here
in Lewiston, Maine.
Right.
Yeah, right.
They're already collecting their 30,000.
They're collecting. They're up there. They're ready to go. All right. So that's that story. It's now 44 past the hour. Hi.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology is constantly innovating, so how do we keep up? Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with some of his favorite brands, creating a buzz this fall. Mario, what are your five picks this season?
In toys, Lego Mindstorms EV3. It combines Lego building with programming technology so you can create and command robots. It includes a remote control that allows the robot to complete challenging missions using the EV3 programmer app. New in mobile technology, Moto Z. The Moto Z Force and Moto Z Play, the family of smartphones can be instantly transformed in a snap. You can host a movie night with the Moto InstaShare projector, dance with the JBL SoundBoost speaker, get a better camera shot with the Hasselblad True Zoom, or extra battery with the Incipio Off-Grid Power Pack. For homeowners, the LG ArcCool Premier System. It's a duct-free, single-zone air conditioning system that's sleek, stylish, and powerful. It can heat or cool any room of the house, and you can control and monitor features with the LG Smart AC app. If you need a mattress, the new It Bed bed by Sleep Number. It's an affordable smart bed that ships to your door. It can be adjusted on each side, uses Sleep IQ technology to track your sleep, and connects to fitness apps to optimize wellness. Lastly, protect your digital life with McAfee Live Safe. The yearly subscription service shields your data and identity across multiple devices, featuring mobile security, virus protection, secure cloud storage, and no more remembering passwords with TrueKey by Intel Security.
Thanks, Mario. For more, visit killerapps.tv.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and egg on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Those of you who are going to the Waffle House for breakfast this morning along the I-95 corridor in Florida, I'm guessing they're closed, even though they tout
Waffle
24
House
hours a day.
Right.
Open 24 hours a day.
By the way, your waffle just blew down 95. It's about a mile away now.
Right. It didn't go as far if it had syrup on it. Okay, so a couple of people in the, a lot of people in the news today. One of them is Snoop Dogg. Does anybody know what his real name is? Snoop Dogg.
I want to say Curtis something. I forget.
Curtis, that's perfect.
Curtis LeMay. Anyway, Snoop Dogg has a new job.
It is.
He's the spokesperson. What, you give me his new job or you give me his name?
No, I'm
Calvin.
Giving his name.
Calvin. Yeah. It was a C.
Cortazar Calvin Broadus Jr.
Good for him. So anyway, Snoop Dogg.
He's a Canadian. Holy crap.
Yeah,
he's a Canadian.
He is, and he just got a job this week being the spokesperson for the
No, he's not Canadian. He's from Long Beach, California.
No, he's from California. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. But he got a job this week as the spokesperson for the first nationwide Canadian weed company. And the marijuana distributor said, quote, Snoop Dogg is one of the most trusted voices in cannabis, end quote.
Yeah, they got you there.
I think you're probably right about that.
That'll be on his gravestone.
Do I what, Richie?
Do you know all of his nicknames, Doug? I figured you might.
Not really.
Snoop Rock, Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Lion, DJ Snoopadelic, Snoopzilla, Big Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Scorsese.
Big Bad Snoop. All right, we got him taken care of.
I'm going to start calling you that.
The Dogster. The Snoopster. It's 7 minutes before the hour here, DJV.
Dougie Dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We're at Tech Talk time now, so we'll check for this week the top 5 technology stories. I'm the big voice announcer. It'll be my important job to go from number 5 to number 1, leading into Victoria Keelan actually describing what the stories are all about. So let's get started with number 5.
We had a lot of variety in the world of tech this week, starting with number 5, and Dyson, the futuristic vacuum company, has had their first foray into the non-vacuum marketplace with a hairdryer that it looks just as futuristic as their vacuums do. It looks basically like a stick with a donut hole on top of it. There's no motor in the actual head of the hairdryer, and all the motor is in the handle part. So beauty bloggers were reviewing it this week when it first hit the market, and it's getting a lot of favorable reviews. However, the price tag is a big bone of contention with a lot of people, because it's $399. So if you want to cut down your drying time on your hair, it might be worth it, but a lot of beauty bloggers are taking a pass on it until they lower the price for the next generation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number 4.
Tinder launched a new feature this week, which will help you get your profile out there more if you're willing to pay for it. So just like on Facebook and on Twitter, if you want to pay a little extra to have your posts boosted, you can now boost your profile on Tinder. It will give you 30 minutes of being one of the top profiles in your swiping area. So when you pay for the boost, if it's a Friday night or a Saturday night and a lot of people are on Tinder, then you'll get up to 10 times more views, and maybe you can find the love of your life if you're willing to pay for it. So right now they're yes, it's very, very romantic. They're experimenting right now in certain markets, but romance is alive on Tinder. Yes.
Uncle Leroy said the same thing. Number three.
Uncle Leroy.
Keep going.
Facebook entered into a new marketplace with their new marketplace app this week. They're taking on kind of some of Craigslist business. It's a free app on Android and iPhone, and you can list all of the things that you want to sell within your area. It makes it a lot easier because Facebook, you can see the people's profiles. You know who you're dealing with. You can see who their friends are. A lot of people are saying this is a much safer and more convenient way and more reliable way to sell your goods. eBay is fine, but a lot of people complain that you have to ship things.
eBay's a pain.
eBay can be a pain. It really can be. And Craigslist, a lot of people don't like it because a total stranger could show up at your house to see whatever it is that you're selling. And there are a lot of safety issues with that. So at least with the Facebook's new marketplace app, people are really responding to it. And it kind of started from local Facebook pages in neighborhoods, which I know Rich McFadden has also talked about in his neighborhood. They have a Facebook page where they sell and trade things.
That's big time.
And now it's, so now that's where it stemmed from. So it's a whole new marketplace app.
A common sense application, actually.
Yeah.
It makes good sense. Okay, so let's get to number two this week on our countdown of the top technical stories.
Well, Google had a really big announcement this week. It got kind of overshadowed by some other news, which we'll get to in our number one spot. But Google announced its first actual Google phone built from the ground up. This is just like their it's just like iPhone. They have a Google Assistant, which is similar to Amazon's Alexa or Siri. But they're saying this is way better than Siri. And it all kicks off by saying, OK, Google, instead of Hey, Siri. So you can send messages for you. It integrates with all of your Google Maps. And it starts at $649 for an unlocked phone or $27 a month if you have a Verizon plan.
Verizon. Ugh.
I know.
All right. Number one this week in Tech Talk.
This was a huge story. Edward Snowden this week set the internet ablaze when he leaked the information that Yahoo has been scanning all of your incoming emails, millions and millions of emails, at the request of either the FBI or the NSA. No one seems to know exactly who requested this of Yahoo, but they've complied without telling any of their users, and no one signed on for this. No one gave permission for it, but they scanned all of your incoming emails, and a lot of people this week decided to cancel their Yahoo accounts because of it, which, I understand completely.
And the other major companies like Google said, no way. Microsoft maybe a little dirty on this. Yes.
Microsoft seemed a little bit murky. They said that they didn't have software like this, but they didn't go as far to say that they wouldn't that they wouldn't create software like this, or that they wouldn't comply with the government if they did get a request. Google was adamant. They said, no way. If you give us this request, the answer is no way.
No. N-O, no, or K-N-O-W, no. No, that's no. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, you got to figure it out. There they are, the top tech stories of the week. Thank you, Victoria Keelan.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.